This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Starting a business is one thing, but building a brand with a message at its heart is something else entirely. Our next guest is Sally Ann Cuncannon, founder of the Irish jewellery brand Metal and Bloom. Originally from Galway, Sally Ann launched the brand in 2022 alongside her fiancé Keelan, beginning at local markets before growing into an online business that's now stocked in major retailers including Brown Thomas in Cork and Arnott's. Today we'll be talking about how the brand started, the journey from market stalls to major retailers, and the message behind jewellery that's designed not just to look beautiful, but to empower the women that wear it. Sally Ann, thank you for joining me on the show. First off, look, take me back to the beginning when all of this began for you. How did the idea for Metal and Bloom first come about?
So the idea was in the back of my mind for quite a few years, actually. I had always really wanted to start a business, but I never really knew exactly what way to go about starting. And then during COVID, I moved back home to Galway. I was a primary school teacher working in Dublin for 5 years, and I moved back home to Galway, and my parents have a clothes shop called Garments, which is in Galway City, and it is like a brick and mortar boutique shop, so they didn't have any website or anything like that, and I basically built them a website. It just kind of got them back up and running and able to move some stock. And then I went back teaching, and I had kind of like in the meantime been thinking of this idea, and it sort of snowballed into like making sense, I suppose, and went back teaching anyway. And a year or so later, I said, you know what, I'm going to go for it and take the leap of faith and see what happens. So for a number of months after school in the evenings, I was working on Metal and Bloom behind the scenes. And then in May of 2022, I actually launched the brand. So it's kind of difficult to say when exactly I first started working on the idea, because it was kind of bit by bit initially. But then once I really got moving on it, it was just all guns blazing.
Tell me about the name Metal and Bloom, because it's so unique and it's so distinctive. What were your thoughts behind picking that as a name?
So actually the name is a big part of it. The name basically, it kind of ties it all together. So when I started Metal and Bloom, I really wanted to start a brand that meant something to people, that told a story and that resonated with people. Like I myself found that when I was looking for jewelry, both for myself and for gifts, that you were either looking at paying a few hundred euro for something that was more upmarket, or else you were looking at paying like a tenner for something that you knew was going to tarnish. So the name was a big part of like the storytelling aspect. And we kind of market the brand as like a story-led and female-focused brand that like connects the wearer with the pieces themselves. So to have metal is to have strength and courage and drive and determination. So our whole ethos and everything that kind of, I suppose, we stand for is linked back to that ethos, and it's nurture metal to reach your bloom.
It's lovely that that is behind it. And there is such a distinctive reason why. And when you reason it, yeah, it makes total sense. It ties in perfectly with your story. I know that you started off in the early days at the markets. Your fiancé is also a big part of this as well. What was it like when you were first meeting people face to face and selling the products and telling them the story behind Metal and Bloom?
Honestly, absolutely brilliant. I am a big advocate for starting small and going straight into like face-to-face markets like that, because you do get such great feedback instantly. You see exactly what customers reach for first. You also know, you get a great steer on like who they're shopping for, whether it's themselves or whether it's a loved one, whether it's like for a special milestone birthday or an occasion, how they like to group pieces together. Are they looking for just one piece on its own, or are they looking for a few pieces to tie together to create a set? So we started off initially by doing a market in Roundstone in County Galway. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a summer market at weekends. So did the very first one there one summer, and then I just kept on going back again and again. It was funny actually, because Caelan and I were down in Roundstone for a few days with Caelan's family, and we took a notion anyway to go and do the market. But obviously it was before we left Galway, we didn't have this plan. So it was kind of we needed to really quickly bring everything together. So we had Caelan's mom brought up some lovely rocks that they had in their garden, and we used those to display the jewellery on. Then we went down to a local pub and borrowed a Heineken umbrella, and then luckily Caelan's dad swapped it out for a nicer looking one, but it was very slapdash, and but it worked. You know, it kind of taught me that not everything has to be like absolutely pristine. You just have to start. And then we got some brilliant feedback. We were only talking about it over the weekend, actually, starting at markets, because sometimes I'd get messages even to this day saying, are you going to be at Roundstone this weekend? We're like, no, we're not. But then quickly after, we started doing the tiny traders markets in Galway City, and we did those for ages then, even last summer, every single weekend, come rain, hail, sun, snow, we were there, and yeah, people would always come back for more and more. Then I also did the Marina Market down in Cork, and so it was really, really lovely then to have gone from doing Marina Market at weekends to then launching in Brown Thomas in Cork. It kind of felt like a nice full circle moment. But yeah, big advocate for markets for sure. It's, you get really, really good intel and feedback.
The markets that you were at as well, I know, are very popular ones, and so many people, you probably would have been met with such grow and such appreciation for your products, and then going on to be stocked, you know, like in Brown Thomas and Ironites like that. It must be such a full circle moment for you. For people who actually haven't seen your jewellery for Metal and Bloom before, what type of pieces do you have? I know that some of them are hand chosen and some of them are designed in-house. What can people expect when they're visiting, you know, your website, if you like?
Absolutely. So we have everyday pieces that are very much story-led. So our main offering would be gold-plated pieces. So we have two ranges, basically. We have the resilient range, which we are growing quite a lot, and these are our water and tarnish resistant pieces that are plated in 14 or 18 karat gold. So then we also have our sterling silver plated pieces that are plated in 18 karat gold as well. Our necklaces are definitely our best storytellers, and they would definitely be our most popular pieces as well. I suppose we're best known for our My Sun, Moon and Stars range, and our To the Moon and Back as well. They are definitely the most popular and fastest movers, and we actually sell out of those constantly. I think over Christmas we sold out of the My Sun, Moon and Stars briefly, and we had a waiting list of over 1,000 people within about a week or two. So it was definitely a very, very popular piece. So based on the popularity, we have innovated on those. We have, for example, we have brought out a My Sun, Moon and Stars charm bracelet. We've brought out the My Sun, Moon and Stars drop earrings, the stud earrings. We have the pendant with a rope chain. We have it with an O chain. We have lots of different versions, so that it kind of, there's something for everybody. But from a visual point of view, I suppose, our My Sun, Moon and Stars necklace, it would be quite a dainty piece that has a crescent moon on one side, and then has lots of beautiful decorative stones, and they basically create a sun, moon and a stars design. Then our To the Moon and Back necklace, for example, it has a tiny little rocket and it's facing towards the moon. And in the corner, there's a small little message that says to the moon and back. And it is intentionally small so that it's kind of there for the wearer to know it's there. And it serves as a reminder that somebody out there would go to the moon and back and beyond for you. And it's a reminder that you're just infinitely loved. So all of our necklaces, then they come with little story cards, and these story cards, they narrate the meanings and the stories behind the pieces. And I think that has been a really powerful tool in making Metal and Bloom kind of a go-to destination when it comes to buying sentimental gifts.
Jewelry that tells stories is always going to be something that hits the nail on the head, because you want to gift somebody, generally speaking, something that really means something personal, and those stories are so important. And to start off at the smaller markets to build into the big massive stores, it must have been huge for you. But what is your next milestone? What are we looking forward to now?
Oh God, there's actually so much in the pipeline. It's kind of, it's almost overwhelming because we're such a small brand. Like we're only in business, almost 4 years. So we're like growing, but we're also trying to grow quite sustainably as well. Like we've never had any external funding. We're totally bootstrapped. So while we have all of these great ideas for expansion, we are also quite mindful of doing it in a way that actually makes sense and supports the growth. But one big priority is moving into other markets. So we are advertising in other European countries and in the States as well, and in the UK. So we're actually seeing some really, really good traction outside of Ireland as well. But Ireland would definitely still be our number one market.
Still the core part of that story for sure. If there's someone listening to you this evening, Sally-Ann, and are very inspired by your journey through all of this, maybe thinking about starting their own business, whatever that may be, what advice would you have for them?
It's funny, I was actually at a panel discussion only about 2 weeks ago and talking to students who are business students, and this question came up. And I suppose in a nutshell, I would say if you land on an idea that you really feel passionate about, that you love, just go for it, because it's hard to come by these ideas sometimes, and you just have to trust your own initiative sometimes. Like if I had listened to everybody who said, oh, jewelry is such a it's such a competitive market, it's oversaturated, then I might never have started. But you just have to you have to diversify and find something that makes you more unique. So I would definitely encourage people who are interested in starting a business to go for it. But I think there's no harm in taking your time with it, learning about the industry. Like I didn't have any prior business experience. So sometimes I find myself kind of looking at myself in the mirror thinking, oh gosh, what have I done? Where to next? But it also comes down to then surrounding yourself with, good and encouraging people then as well in those cases. But I think if you have a good idea, definitely do pursue it. Don't rush in necessarily, because, it's good to learn before
to think
jumping
about
in.
It. But yes.
Yeah. Assess it over time and see, like, does it make sense? What kind of problem are you solving by starting this business or brand? And is there a customer for it? And there probably is.
Well, look, Sally-Ann, I really appreciate you joining me on the Business Spotlight this evening from Metal and Bloom. And I'm a big fan of your jewellery myself. I'm sure so many people will be delighted that we've spoken to you in particular, because it is such a popular brand. And I wish you all of the luck in the world with the next steps in the business. And I'm sure we'll chat to you again on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you so, so much. It was absolutely fantastic to be on. So thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.